Hello and welcome to this very special edition of The Wisdom Journey. All this week, we've been bringing you some of our most popular and most requested lessons from the last 3 years. Today, we're going to do something a little different. Stephen's joined me here in the studio for an interview. We'll talk about the last 3 years and what's in store for the years to come on this Wisdom Journey. That's coming up next, so don't go away. Stephen, what inspired you to take on this venture of teaching through all 66 books of the Bible?
Well, Scott, the thought occurred to me a long time ago that I would not live long enough to teach through the entire Bible as a pastor. We're now in our fourth year in the Gospel of Luke. We spent 6.5 years in the book of Romans, 3 years in the book of Revelation. Well, I just rattled off 10, yeah. 11, 12 yeah. years. And I remember when I began pastoring 38 years ago, I thought, well, we're going to get through the whole Bible. In fact, I announced to the congregation, I'm going to teach through every book of the Bible, and soon found that to be impossible as an expositor that is taking it verse by verse. So I was very interested in teaching through the Bible, sort of at a 30,000-foot view for our listening family.
Well, Stephen, I know that this teaching series through the Bible has impacted a lot of lives, globally, really.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm sitting here looking at a list of very recent comments from listeners from a dozen different states here in the U.S., and they say things that to me are intriguing, but they actually answer the question we have here at Wisdom, and that is, can we impact people's lives with the teaching of God's Word? We know that God's Word is alive. We know that it can have impact. Well, is it happening? Is it taking place around the country and around the world? So, friends, those of you that have written us, let me tell you, it really matters. Like Karen here from California wrote, your teaching through Leviticus opened my eyes to the depth of God's holiness and how the Old Testament connects to Jesus. I've shared several episodes with my kids, and it's been a great way for us to discuss our faith together. See, that's, Scott, that's what we're looking for. Here's Michelle from Florida who writes, I've been following your series on YouTube, and it has deepened my understanding of Scripture like never before. Thomas writes from Pennsylvania, I've been a Christian for years, but the Wisdom Journey has helped me see new things in familiar passages. It's like the Bible has come alive again. I love hearing that. And by the way, we know that the Bible is already alive. I don't make it alive. No teacher makes it alive. It is alive. It's a living book. But as we teach it correctly, as we teach it literally, we take it at face value. We understand this isn't just the Word of God. These are the words that God chose. These are the words of God. Well, it is alive, and it's exciting to hear Thomas say the Bible to him has come alive all over again.
Stephen, one of the remarkable ways that the Lord has used this Wisdom Journey to bring light into what are really some of the darkest places in our country is by bringing the Wisdom Journey into the prison system here in the United States.
Yeah, early on, we began receiving letters from inmates and recognized the fact that this is a mission field where people don't have community. It might be one guy in a cell or a gal, and we got notes from inmates where they would order a transcript they'd get through the chaplain, and they would pass it down the row of cells one page at a time, and they would take turns reading it. So we realized we need to maximize this potential. And so today we have these iPads that are loaded by the government, and they've accepted ours. And so it's already preloaded. Inmates can't get on the internet. It's preloaded into this iPad, or I don't know what you'd call it, Scott. There's probably a better
word.
Yeah,
tablet.
A tablet, okay. Yeah. And then they can click on the Wisdom Journey. And I don't even know myself, Scott. How many are listening now, following along?
Right now, we are in over 1,000 jails and prisons in states all across the United States. And the last time I checked, there were 27,000 inmates following the Wisdom Journey on those tablets.
That's remarkable.
It really is. And Stephen, we've heard from some of them. So Stephen, let me read some of these. Robert from California wrote to us and said, I watch the Wisdom Journey on the tablet provided here in the facility. It's like a lifeline of hope. The lessons have given me a reason to believe that God hasn't forgotten me. James from Texas said, the program has brought me closer to God. I never had much understanding of the Bible before, but now I feel like I'm getting to know who God is, and it's changing my life. Chris from Ohio, I always thought the Bible was too hard to understand, but this series has made it much clearer. It's helped me come to terms with my past and given me hope for the future. David from Arizona, the Wisdom Journey has helped me turn my life around. Learning about God's grace and love has shown me that I'm not beyond redemption, no matter what I've done. And then one more. Paul from Georgia said, being able to watch the Wisdom Journey has been the highlight of my week. I feel like God is speaking directly to me through each episode. I've started praying again, and I feel like I'm finally finding my way back to Him. It's remarkable.
Amen to that. And friends, as you pray for us, as this Wisdom Journey is about to launch its second cycle of 3 years, pray that God will continue to impact lives with the truth of His Word.
Stephen, we'll come back to languages in just a minute. But so far, the Wisdom Journey is just in English. But even still, it's reaching people all around the world. English speakers from every continent and most of the countries of the world have found the Wisdom Journey on our website and have been following along.
Yeah, it's interesting to me when I come into the studio, friends, I can see on the board, a big screen, who's listening. We don't know exactly who they are, but we know what country they're in or what state and city. And so we can see, oh, it looks like we have 250 people right now listening in Atlanta, Georgia, or we have 117 people listening in San Francisco, California. But then you have these nations are listed. Oh, look at that. We have 32 people listening in China. In fact, just recently, we had our first connection with somebody in North Korea.
That's right. Someone from North Korea came to our website just last month. And then that person came back 10 more times to continue mm-hmm. to access our content. And that was kind of a holdout country. We had people visit our website from every nation on earth except North Korea. So it was really exciting.
And it makes you wonder, okay, who is that person? And what are they looking for? Probably hope. No doubt the gospel truth, which is being withheld in that country. It's risking. Somebody's risking their life, and I'm glad that, you know, we don't know who it is, and we don't know where they're from. We just know that little country lit up with that light, which is another way of reminding us it is the light of God's truth that can penetrate the darkest regions of our world and even the darkest hearts. So I've been thinking about and praying for this person from North Korea, and I want you to as well.
Well, Stephen, speaking of these international listeners, we have heard from some.
Yeah, we have. James from London writes that the podcast has been a blessing in helping me understand the Bible chronologically. I have shared it with my friends in church here. We have also found it helpful for our small group discussion. Aisha writes from Nairobi, Kenya, that she especially appreciated the lessons on the Psalms, which helped her find comfort during a tough time in her family. David writes from Sydney, Australia. I listen every morning on my commute, and it's become my time of devotion. Mary writes from Nigeria. The Wisdom Journey is such an eye-opener. I love how it breaks down the Old Testament in a way that makes it so relevant today. I've recommended it to my pastor, and now many in our church listen to it as well. Isn't that great, Scott?
That's awesome.
Here's a group of people in Nigeria listening. Rachel from Canada says, the YouTube episodes have become a part of our family's weekly routine. We gather on Sunday evenings, watch an episode, and discuss it together. It's been such a wonderful way to grow as a family in our faith. Grace writes from Manila, Philippines, listening to the podcast has given me a sense of God's bigger story, and I feel like I'm finally understanding the full picture. Just a couple more. Alice from Dublin, Ireland. I love the way the series connects the Old and New Testaments. I've shared it with friends. Sophia from Singapore says, I've been following the wisdom journey now for over a year, and I can't express how much it has deepened my faith. I love sharing the videos with my friends, and we discuss them over coffee. It's made the Bible so much more accessible. Scott, this is so moving to us here at Wisdom. This is why we exist, to teach the Bible, God's word, around the world, and hearing from people is so thrilling for us.
That's right. And there are still billions of people mm-hmm. who we can't reach yet because they are not English speakers.
Right.
But it's exciting because we've taken a step of faith
mm-hmm.
and we have already begun translating and recording the Wisdom Journey in Arabic.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2025, we're going to be doing both Swahili and Hindi mm-hmm. to make this content available across Africa and across the nation of India.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting. Well, Stephen, it is exciting to be jumping back to the beginning of the Bible
yeah.
on our next broadcast. And friends, I hope you'll be with us. If you'd like to learn more about Stephen and his Bible teaching ministry, visit us online at wisdomonline.org. If we can help you personally, our number is 866-48-BIBLE. That's 866-48-BIBLE, and you can call us any weekday, and we'd love to talk with you and get to know you. Well, Stephen, when we come back next week, this series will begin again. It's a significant moment. Why don't you dedicate it to the Lord?
Yeah, let's pray, friends. Father, thank you that you have given us your word. It is truth. It is light. And we thank you for the promises that you give us, that we are blessed, we're encouraged, we're helped as we open your word and then walk in its truth. So, Father, would you use this next series that's just about to begin in the hearts of many, many people we haven't heard from yet. We don't know where they are. It could be that one individual in North Korea. It could be a new believer in a prison somewhere. It could be a struggling housewife. It could be some young person who's wondering if they matter in the world today. We thank you that your word answers, gives hope, encourages every one of those situations and more. So we dedicate this time to you and this program, and may it be life-giving as your word enters hearts and lives. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.